it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, Sammy P, we've got a two-minute drill here. In a few moments, we will get to the room. Find out where the room is at heading into the weekend to get you all set for NFL, college football, Major League Baseball. Paul Aspen is here. What's up, Paul?
What's up, guys? All right, we got four NFL games to run through before we get to the room. So we'll start with the Giants as, I believe, 7-point dogs still against my Broncos in Denver. You just heard Kelly's thoughts. What are your guys' thoughts on Giants? Yep, still +7 at BetMGM, total of 40.5. Sam?
I don't love the fact that the Giants were sort of unwanted last Thursday. Although we talked about betting the Giants on this show, most people had the Eagles. And then the Giants win convincingly, and now it's, oh, now the Giants are catching 7. That's a big number. They're shorthanded at receiver. They got to go all the way across the country, play in the elements. And the concussion boys, to me, are just too trendy. So I'm staying off this one, Joe.
Yeah, I'm not interested in it. I've heard a lot of people make the case for Giants +7. I understand where they're coming from, but not for me. Dart had a bigger challenge with the Eagles defense. That Eagles defense is not the Broncos defense in Mile High. Like, that is something that's a different level. I know the Jets stink, but the Broncos gave up less than 100 yards last week in London. Less than 100 yards in the entire game. So what do we think Dart and Scadaboo are going to do? I mean, maybe people are backing them. I'm not in this spot. Could I could see both sides of it. So it's not like there are 5-6 sides that I do like. This is not one of them. Could I see a Broncos blowout and the Giants barely score? Yes. Could I see the Giants hanging down, keeping this a one possession game, possibly pulling off the upset? Maybe you get the bad Bo Nix, you get Bo Pix in this one. Yeah, sure. I could see that one too. So I'm not going to be playing it.
All right. Staying in the AFC West, Raiders are out to a 12-point dog at Kansas City against Sam's Chiefs. Total of 45.5, Sam.
You know, you want to? You want to go Geno, huh?
No. No, I'm thinking about laying the 12. But I'd rather just go play outside with my friends. Although, I don't do that anymore because I'm an old man now. In the street, yeah. Yeah, let's play baseball in the street. I want nothing to do with this game, Paul.
I rarely deal with numbers like this, and we're not at 14. We should probably be at 14. I'm not taking it with Vegas. You still don't have Brock Bowers, it doesn't look like. He's not been practicing this week. Geno Smith keeps throwing interceptions. And on the other side, oh, yeah, we get Rushy. This is a Rushy Rice game. Oh, yeah, he's back, too, with Worthy. We get to see what that's going to look like for the first time this season. Probably really good. I'll just say this. Mahomes has a favorite of 6+. He wins, of course. Survivor, if you want to use him, nobody's going to argue that. The last 9 games, when he's been favored by 6 or more, Mahomes is 1-7-1 against the spread. So we don't usually see the Chiefs pile on. Could they in this spot? Yeah, I could see it. And you're coming off that really nice win against Detroit. Like, is this a game you're going to get that all-in effort from KC? I don't know. It might be a spot where they just do enough to win and they don't cover the 12. I'm off it.
So we have 30 seconds left here. Did Kelly, Joe, shake any of your confidence in the Patriots and Survivor? She mentioned the Chiefs as an option.
No, I'm not worried about it. I really don't think home field's that big of a deal in the NFL. And the point spread would agree with that. If you look at where we are now compared to where we used to be, I'm not too worried about it. Yes, I agree. Kansas City is the easiest play. If you have them, if you want to use them, go ahead. Have fun with it. But you've got to go somewhere else. And I'm fine with taking New England. I'm good with that. Vrabel has had this circled forever.
Yep. It was kind of funny when she's like, never New England, but maybe Chicago. And I'm like, no. Like,
she said that in the break, and I was like, what?
Oh, and I said, never Chicago. I said never Chicago just, earlier, too.
It was just funny. Like, not New England, but Chicago. I'm like, whoa. No.
Yeah. Rattler. Rattler revenge.
Yeah. Boomer Sooner. Oh, God, this game. Dolphins plus 2.5 in Cleveland. A couple of 1-5 teams. Total of 37. Joe.
Browns are the play. You go Cleveland here. Cleveland laying it? Not many times in life you get to take the Cleveland Browns as a favorite. And I'm probably going to be on them with contests. Look, yeah, I'll bet it too. Gabriel has faced Flores and Tomlin in his two starts. That's a tough go. Now you're going against one of the weakest, maybe second worst defense in the NFL. Tua on the road. He sucks. I know he's done well against bad teams, but I've got no faith in this team. And I think we're going to see a heavy dose of Judkins. Like, everybody mad that had him in fantasy, or people pointing out, wait, what happened? You had this run game rocking with him. Why'd you go away from him? Another soft matchup against the run here. So I think he's going to go back to Judkins. I think Gabriel will be okay. I think the Browns are going to be fine. I'm not taking the Dolphins on the road with Tua here.
Murray told us yesterday that wise guys were betting Cleveland. And when you look at where their shop was early in the week, it was 1.5. Superbook is now 2.5. MGM 2.5. Other books are 3. That's clear wise money on Cleveland. Now, does it continue at 2.5, 3? I don't know, but they did certainly lay those little numbers. The other thing in this game, Paul, according to Andy Slater, who covers sports in Miami, 50 to 60 mile per hour wind gusts in this game in the forecast. The total has moved from 41 to 37. Where does the offense come from in the wind?
Which run game do you trust? Cleveland for me.
Cleveland. Cleveland. Judkins ladders?
20 and a half is the number on attempts. Juiced, minus 130.
What's the yards?
91 and a half.
Holy cow, that's high.
Yeah.
For a rookie?
Right?
Probably high for a reason.
Yeah. All right, and the game of the week, Panthers. I believe they are a favorite still at the Jets. They are, yes, a 1.5-point favorite at the Jets, 41.5-point total. Sam?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nope. We don't need to waste people's time and break down this game.
Yep. No.
We're not betting it. Never. I don't recommend you bet it.
Yep.
Do not care. Right. But I have something else for you, Paul. Let me navigate to this game. The Dallas Cowboys are getting blasted as we speak. This number has gone from 1.5, 2. It is now a pick'em at Circa. It is a pick'em at Westgate. Pinnacle and Chris are down to 1. BetMGM still has Dallas plus 2. Wink, wink. I don't think that's going to last much longer. So we're seeing Vegas books move to pick. They're betting Dallas here, Joe.
They heard us say, why is Washington favored in this game? I don't understand.
That's why.
It should at least be a pick. Yep, 100%. No doubt about it. All right, Joe O, Sammy P, with you on a Friday. A lot to get to. We'll still get to our contest picks coming up next segment during Lightning Bets. But now, let's find out where the room's at.
Where's the room?
Paul's back. He left, came right back. He's going to tell us where the room is at. Where are we starting, Paul?
I just want to say my favorite part about Darnell Washington's line. 3 receptions, 2 yards, touchdown.
How's that?
That's what awesome. 3-2-1.
Yeah.
3-2-1. All right, let's run through college football real quick. College football, most popular sides at BetMGM for the weekend. Sam mentioned this game earlier with the Sam Levitt looking likely to play for Arizona State. Number 5 most bet side at BetMGM is Texas Tech minus 6.5.
they have covered every game this year. So people will just keep doing it until it burns out. Sam Levitt's a big deal. I know guys that bet some 9.5 and 9 on Monday, and then they followed back up 8.5, 8, got it down to 7. So more tickets on Tech, more money definitely on Arizona State in this spot.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Number 4 most bet side of BetMGM, the trendy dog. Hold that tiger. LSU plus 2.5 against Vandy.
So glad. So glad I stayed off LSU. So glad.
Play Vandy.
Yep.
Oh, the number 3. First time they're favored. Go the other way.
Yeah. Pavia. All right. Number 3. Going to some Friday night action with Minnesota as a touchdown home dog against Nebraska. Minnesota another plus dog. 7 love in the it. Room.
Love yep. it. Okay.
All right. Heard about this one from John Murray yesterday, and we've been talking about it quite a bit this week. Ole Miss plus 7.5, number 2 most bet side at BetMGM.
Oh.
Did you just give us 3 straight dogs?
I did.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right.
All right, number 1 most bet side. I don't know if we have much to learn from this, but it is a tonight game. Sam's Canes minus 13.5.
I don't want to lay it, but my interests are very different than laying almost 2 touchdowns. I need Miami to win, just win, and I would love Louisville to push it. And what I mean by that, Joe, if Louisville can score, it opens up Carson Beck to have to score and throw the ball. I would love Miami in a shootout, even if it's a 4-point win. Just got to win the game, and he's got to play well. That's all I care about.
That's right.
Just as a
stats going.
Reminder for the people, these sides are 10, 28, and 2 for minus 20.8 units in college football. NFL sides, hand up. I was wrong, but we'll get there. 5 most bet sides at BetMGM. The Giants plus 7. Kind of over the past hour. Yeah, we've kind of talked about this.
Not us.
I'm going Kelly. Broncos. I'm going Broncos in this pick 5. It's done. I'm doing it right now.
I think let's see. Who's some of us? We're all kind of in the room here. I'll put it that way. Eagles minus 2, number 4 most bet side at BetMGM in Minnesota. Number 3 most bet side at BetMGM for the NFL weekend, Browns minus 2.5.
Really?
I don't like that.
At 2.5. Okay. I'm a little surprised by that one. I'm very surprised. Yeah. It's a garbage game. The Browns.
I guess Dolphins have quit. All right, number 2 most bet side at BetMGM. It is from the Bucks-Lions game. It's the Lions, minus 5.5.
Lions, whoa! I wasn't expecting that.
Me neither. Detroit's not happy always to popular. See that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't love that. Number 1.
Number 1 most bet side at BetMGM for the NFL weekend. And Joe, I will ask you again. Will you get off the Patriots and Survivor? Patriots minus 7.
Oh.
No. No. How are they winning the game? How are the Titans?
I don't
winning?
Know. Like a fumble on a kickoff?
I'm not worried.
Goodell
about
calls
it
in.
Just got to win.
Food poisoning.
So we only got 1 dog. We got 3 dogs in college, 1 dog in the NFL.
Yeah.
What if Drake May gets food poisoning, Joe? Would you take?
Well, yes. And then I'm no, I would not.
Okay. All right.
Yes. No, I would not go that route. Oh, man. So they're laying big numbers. How do you feel about the Philly one, Sam?
It's Carson Wentz.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe the Eagles kick a field goal at the end to win by two. It lands on two.
Any takeaways from the baseball ones with the room where they're like last night they were fading Glasnow, right? Or no, was it Glasnow? No, that was
They're fading Glasnow.
Glasnow.
Oh, was that 2 nights ago? Yeah, they had a bunch of home run props yesterday.
Under the strikeouts and under the outs recorded, and both went over.
That's right. Holy cow, they're all in on Ohtani. Oh, jeez.
Whoa.
Go ahead, say it.
Ohtani over 15.5 pitcher outs, -120, number one most bet prop for Dodgers Brewers. Ohtani over a home hit a home run, +250. Ohtani over 5.5 strikeouts, -149.
Oh, 1-2-3. 1-2-3, Sam.
Bang, bang, bang.
Oh, crap.
And all home runs in the 4 out of 5 home runs in the Mariners Blue Jays. Vlad, Springer, Rally, Jimenez.
There you go. Jimenez, good price. +1050 there. Lightning bets on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P. We wrap for the week here on BetSwitz.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.